Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Newsmakers Podcast. This is Hannah Bololi, Business Management Editor for the ACHR News. And today we are joined by Kate Sinimo, Executive Director for Explore the Trades. Kate, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, Hannah, for the invitation.
Of course. Well, Kate, I just want you to start off by telling us a little bit about yourself. How'd you get your start in the industry?
Sure. So my background into the industry, I think, is very similar to a lot of people who might be listening, but my background started without having a background. So when I say that, I came to Explore the Trades and into the industry from a 10-year plus career in the senior healthcare and housing industry. So I was working with other organizations here in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and really focusing on their development, fundraising, grant management, community relations area of the business. So that was my background. And I think I had a day that other people have experienced where you wake up and you think, you know what, I'm ready for a new challenge and I'm ready for a different focus in my career. Mm-hmm. And I found the job posting on LinkedIn and the rest is history. So my background started without having a background. So as I learned about Explore the Trades and really came into the position, I think I went through a journey that mirrors a lot of people in that, you know, when you learn more about plumbing, HVAC and electrical, you know, your world really expands and that's been really exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what was your role then, or like, how has it adapted? What did you start doing and how has it adapted over the years of, you know, the industry has changed so much. I can't even imagine how your role has changed.
Yeah. Great question. So the focus that we have at Explore the Trades, you know, our mission is bridging the technical talent gap to the service trades of plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical. And really the audience that we want to focus on, I mean, certainly we want to get the message out to everybody, but specifically those who are in the age group, you know, still in school, you know, we're thinking of middle school, high school, even into early college years. We want to focus on that demographic. And we also focus on the adults that would influence a young person's life, specifically teachers, school counselors, and parents, because we know, you know, I would say those of us in the industry certainly know better than those who may not be familiar with it, but, you know, we have the upper hand in sharing the story and sharing the why about these three trades specifically and how they really impact our lives. So our focus for the past couple of years has really been telling the story and really driving the message home to say, here's what a plumber does. Here's what an HVAC technician does. Here's what an electrician does, because I would venture to say that a lot of young people, you know, when they go home and they turn on the kitchen light, there's no realization of the time and the training and education that went into making that light switch work. So we're really focused on telling the story about why and really starting from the beginning to talk about what it means to be licensed, what's an apprenticeship, you know, really giving them those basic building blocks of education.
Mm-hmm. And providing the platform, you know, to explore the trades, you know,
right.
What the name says, but to give them that platform.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. And so do you do then training for each specific trade then?
So on our website, a lot of the, I would say the majority of the outreach that we have is online via our website and social media. And when you go to our website, which is explorethetrades.org, you will find information really set aside for the audience that you might be in. So maybe you're new to the trades, maybe you're a parent or an educator, maybe you're an employer or a contractor looking for talent. You know, we have really been able to divide information appropriately as to what you're looking for. So our organization does not provide accredited training. Mm-hmm. We are looking even ahead of that, you know, really providing information that brings awareness because, well, you know, Hannah and I, you know, and everybody else who's listening, in that the students that we're focusing on, they aren't learning about vocations or trades in school, mm-hmm. because for the last generation, schools have taken out those hands-on technical classes. And now, you know, there's a movement to bring that education back and that training back. Mm-hmm. But what we want to do is fill in the gaps so that they know what opportunities are out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so then what like specific type of outreach, I guess, do you do? Do you go to high schools? Like, do you do community outreach, or how do you get the word out there?
Sure. So we have, we've put together an outreach tool geared for schools, although we also have contractors and home service businesses also use these. But for the last, I would say 18 months, we've had a really big push for posters that we have created. So what we've done is we've taken some of our existing content, we've made them into posters to showcase at a glance, what does a career look like in one of those three trades? And because Explore the Trades is a nonprofit, all of the donations that come in, we put to use to in classrooms and getting those out to contractors so that they can now build their local talent in the community. But that has been a really big push. So really there's a link on our website, and we are sending out those kits to schools. So since the inception of this tool, we have provided over 1,200 kits free of charge to over 1,100 classrooms around the US and Canada, which is really exciting. So we know that there are thousands of students who are now aware of these options post-graduation, if they so choose. In related to your question, Hannah, about school fairs, we are located in Minneapolis, St. Paul. So in a couple instances, we've had the opportunity to pair up with a contractor here locally to attend some of those fairs. However, we believe that that the most powerful tool would be the contractor in that community, right? Mm-hmm. So if I'm a student at the local high school, I'm going to recognize that business that's in person talking with me. So when we have those questions and those conversations, we will ensure that the contractor has the materials that they would need to help tell that story. So it's very common for them to use our content at those fairs so they can provide sort of a general industry overview and then have the opportunity to talk more about their company.
Mm-hmm. And have you seen a difference, I guess, in the type of, I don't know if it would, I guess like the type of high school students or the type of younger generation, have you seen a difference since 2005 to now in just the way they need to be approached or what they're looking for or things of that nature?
Oh, that's a good question. So I guess I can answer that in a couple different ways. So first and foremost, we have a lot of communication back and forth with the American School Counselor Association. So every year we, you know, attend their national event and have the opportunity to talk with school counselors really about what we do and what they're looking for and how they can serve their students and how we can play a part of that. And what we have noticed in that relationship is it's not just high school counselors asking for information anymore. We are having conversations and serving requests for information with counselors who are coming from middle school and even elementary. So it's interesting to see the trends that they are seeing in their own communities. And a lot of the comments say, well, you know, a lot of these folks say, I know that my students, you know, some would be really talented in the trades and they would really do well. And they follow that up by saying, but I don't know how to get started. So the nice thing is that Explore the Trades can be the resource for those professionals so that they can start to have those conversations. So, so that's one side of the coin. Related to things that we have noticed from students, you know, middle school, high school, in that I think specifically those who were aware of what was happening during COVID, even, you know, whether it was a loved one not working and really how the environment has changed at home, you know, with virtual learning and parents working from home. I think that was really an eye opener for a lot of the older students because it's just different. So now there's more attention on, oh yeah, mom and dad called the plumber and they were still working and here's what they did. Yeah. And I think some are very savvy to know that the cost of four-year education is extremely expensive. And I think a lot of them are now thinking, is it worth it? Mm-hmm. Is it worth it for me to have that expense before and that debt before I even graduate? So I think a lot of them are extremely savvy as to know what's going on with higher education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also probably more aware, or with, you know, an organization like Explore the Trades, are more aware of, even apart from like the technician side or doing the actual mm-hmm. labor, there's like this whole CSR side or right. you know, human relations or social media or things of that nature. And so is that something that Explore the Trades also discusses, or is it more so just like the technician or the contractor side of it? Or do you, you know, say, hey, there's these options too for if you're looking for a CSR position in, you know, the HVAC industry or the electrical field?
Sure. That's a great segue, because we recently added, within the past 30 days, we've recently added some information on our site specifically about becoming a CSR or a dispatcher. Oh, so it's, cool. it's great that you mentioned that. And, you know, the reason we added that is exactly to what you said. Certainly it's the technicians that are out there doing the technical side and running those service calls. But when you take a step back, the technicians can't effectively do their job without a great team of CSRs and dispatchers to really understand what the customer wants and really to get the right technician to right. the home. So it's, you know, from our perspective, it provides another insight into how a service business would run. And then at the same time, it's a great way for someone who might be interested to get their foot into the door. You know, mm-hmm. We know it's all about customer service, and anecdotally, I know that there are professionals who entered the industry as a CSR or dispatcher. Now they've become a technician because they've learned the industry and they've learned to love the trades, and they knew that there was interest there on the technical side. So mm-hmm. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's something new that we've just added.
Right. Yeah. Especially, you know, everything is so online oriented. And so even if somebody wanted, you know, to be in branding, but they wanted to be in branding in, you know, a necessary field post COVID, one that's going to always be around, you know, it's just an eye-opening thing.
Right. Exactly. It's, you know, it's nice because, and I guess I can use my own journey as an example, but when you're not familiar with the trades, when you haven't grown up with them, you don't know what you're missing, and you don't know really the full extent of what these professionals do to make our lives safe and comfortable. And I think once you can turn the page and say, okay, there's the technical side of the business, there's the customer service side. And oh, by the way, you love marketing, that can also happen. So I think it's, you know, we're really opening doors to give people the entire perspective of what a service business does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so with Explore the Trades, do you have, I guess, like for each field or for each trade, do you have, I guess, would it be like a board of directors or contractors who oversee that, or I guess like a subject matter expert, or how do you go about like differentiating who advises on each trade? Because I imagine they are a little bit different when it gets to that, you know, specific exploring of it, if sure. that makes sense.
Sure. No, that totally makes sense. So Explore the Trades as a nonprofit is governed by a board of trustees. So in my position, I report to a board of trustees, each of whom is in the service industry. So each of them own a service business somewhere in the country. So basically, those folks are coming from the US. In terms of, you know, as we were really looking at content and finding out what would make the most sense, you know, when we talk about each of the three trades online, we certainly have a team of contractors and technicians who we would bounce ideas off of. So we know that, you know, in combination with these professionals in the field and ensuring that information that we have online from each state is accurate. So really ensuring that we have accurate information from the State Board of Licensing for all of the 50 states. So we want to make sure that when people are coming to the site and have questions about that, we can get them to the right place based on where they're located.
Mm. Okay. Yep. That makes sense then. Do you have any, I just think this is so fascinating just, you know, cause I imagine how many doors it opens and how many people's lives are changed, even if they don't, you know, consciously make that change, but, you know, to go from, oh, I want to be a lawyer, but now I want to be in the trades, you know, so just a big jump like that. Are there any particular success stories or, you know, somebody that, you know, you met a couple of years ago and now is like a successful HVAC technician or anything that pops to mind?
Sure. So one example, and this is probably one of my most favorite examples, is I met about 2 years ago, a woman who was on her journey. She was going through her electrical apprenticeship and we got to talking and, you know, we were talking about where each of us was from and really how we got into the industry. And she said, oh, well, you know, this is my second career. And okay, so tell me more about your first one and why you decided to make the change. And she had actually recently graduated with her PhD in psychology from UCLA. Wow. And that was exactly my response, Hannah. and you know, that took us down an entirely different conversation, but at the end of it, you know, I was commenting on the amount of schooling and just her dedication to that field prior to changing. And when we got to the end of our conversation, she just said, you know, I got through all of this and then I realized I don't want to do that anymore. And I want to do something with my hands. And so she was, you know, she got connected into her electrical apprenticeship, but it was just eye-opening to know that, of course, there are so many people who come to the trades as a second career for whatever reason. And it's almost the sense I get sometimes as of late is those people, you know, myself included, did a 4-year college degree, you know, did all of that stuff. And it's almost like people now are giving themselves permission to not stick with their college degree. Or, you know, if I know that I'm graduating from high school, it's almost like a sense of relief to know that I don't have to go anymore. And I think that there's this pressure from society and parents and teachers and sort of the expectation that, well, if you don't go to college, then you won't be successful. And we know that that can be further from the truth, but it's almost like we all have a sense of relief now to say that, yeah, I want to be a plumber and I want to be an electrician and I want to work on heating and air conditioning units. And it's okay because we've now realized the importance of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I, you know, have sort of a similar story where I thought the world of journalism for me was going to look, you know, very different. It was going to look, you know, glamorous. And I'm not that this isn't glamorous, but, you know, I just had a whole different idea of it. But then, I mean, even with COVID or things before, I just realized, well, I kind of am passionate about the trades and like to report on something that's stable and that, you know, you can get behind and that people can fall in love with. And you'd have to kind of hold their hand through it and you got to explain it. And, but just once you get there, it's like, wow, I can't believe it. Like you said earlier, you don't know what you're missing until you're in it.
Right. Right. You just think, how did I miss this? How did I not know about this?
Right. Exactly. And that's why it's great, you know, for, you know, organizations like Explore the Trades to exist.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really exciting to talk about it. And I would still consider myself and will probably always consider myself a newbie to the industry, but you know, it's a realization that these men and women who serve us in these capacities are extremely important. And without them, we would be in a lot of trouble. And it's, you know, they have such an important place in our communities and in everyday life that, you know, how did we not really realize this sooner? It's really a shame. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now that we have these people in these spots, you know, it's really the legacy that they get to pass on. And it'll be really exciting to see how it changes in the generations to come.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Kate, thank you so much for joining us today. If people want more information or want to get in contact with you or learn more about Explore the Trades, where should they go?
Sure. Our website is explorethetrades.org and we use the same handle, Explore the Trades, on social media. So you'll be able to find us there.
Easy peasy.
Yep.
All right. And for all you listeners out there looking for more Newsmakers podcasts, you can visit our website at www.achrnews.com. Until next time.